jealousy or envy, you know, is called hasad. Yeah? And hasad is a severe disease of the heart. And some scholars have said that this disease of hasad, this disease of jealousy, of envy, is the root of all of the diseases of the heart. Yeah? And the severity of it is so great. But, you know, people might disagree on how severe it is, but what they all agree, what all the scholars agree on, is that it was one of the first manifestations of wrongdoings, and the first cause of disobedience of Allah Azza wa Jalla. When Allah Azza wa Jalla told Shaitan, told Iblis that he bowed down to Adam al-Islam, and he, you know, out of jealousy, out of envy, out of anger, out of pride, that he was better than them, and he didn't want Hazrat Adam al-Islam to have this status, he didn't want Hazrat Adam al-Islam to have this position, because of the jealousy, because of this pride, you know, this became the destruction of Shaitan. So it's one of the gravest sins that we can have, and it can manifest itself in many, many different ways, you know. It can affect us in so many different ways as well. We are told in the Quran, by the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that envy, this jealousy were basically to explain what envy and jealousy is you see something with somebody. Somebody's got something, yeah? And you want that. You don't just want it that, okay, he's got a degree, I want a degree. No, you want it in such a way that take it away from him and give it to me. He's got a nice car, take it away from him, give it to me. He's got a nice house, take that house away from him, give it to me.
Khalabi, in a beautiful book, Batni Bimari Uki Malamat, and it's an amazing book, you know. It really is. Because what you've got to remember is, Sayyid, these topics and this knowledge is actually farzalum. You have to learn this knowledge as part of your being, and it is important. It's no good. It's not going to be a defense to say, well, I didn't know not how jealousy works, I didn't know what jealousy was, I didn't know what ghibat was, so that's why I did it. It's not good enough. You know, even in any courts in the country, you can't turn up and say, I didn't know that was I brought the law, but I didn't know that was the law, so please let me off. You won't go. You get sentenced in exactly the same way. You know, if ignorance isn't a defense. Now, it's important for us to learn hasad ki tarif kya, what it is and how it affects us and how we defend against it, because it's one of the, as Khalibah, you said, one of the weapons of the shaitan. Now, in this batni bimariyo ki malamat, kisi ki dunyavi, deeni ya dunyavi ne'mat ke zawal, yani iske chhin jane ki tamanna karna ya khwahish karna ke falan shakhs se ye ne'mat na mile, iska naam hasad hai. So basically, you are jealous of somebody else in the sense that you want them to lose that ne'mat, and you're actually questioning, why did they have it in the first place? And Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi khalibah says this. He says, actually, what you haven't done is thought this through properly. Why? You are jealous of a ni'mat of Allah Azza wa Jal to somebody else. Say for example, somebody, Allah Azza wa Jal has gifted you something special, a big house for example. And I am jealous of that. And I'm saying, okay, you know, why? He doesn't deserve this. He shouldn't have this. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, very beautifully, and you know, the books of Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi are amazing, because he can analyze the mind and the thought processes so beautifully and then encapsulate them in his works that you can understand. And what he says is this. He says, you're actually challenging the taqseem, the distribution of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because what you're saying is, by being jealous of somebody, you're actually saying, Ya Allah, you have been unfair. He didn't deserve this ni'mat. You have given it to him, therefore you should take it away from him. And that is a sorry state of being. Because what you're doing is you're challenging the Creator. And this is where it's very important. Now the other thing that Ulama Ikram writing, there's a beautiful section in Batni Bimariyuki Malamad. What they say is this, a lot of things the Ulama writes is this, that a lot of this is sometimes subconscious. Because the shaitan works in very deceptive ways. So what will happen is, for example, the example I gave of the house, I might be jealous of you because of your house. But now, subconsciously, the shaitan has instilled that into me. So everything you do now, I think that's wrong. You could be reading namaz and I'll be thinking, oh, you know, he's just reading to show. And basically, the shaitan takes you from a state of jealousy And then he destroys you. And the last thing I'd say before I come back, we've done beyonds on this, so we can carry on. But the thing that the Almighty Ram Raich had by jealousy is this. Whatever you say about the disease, this is, you know, I'll be very careful with my words, yeah, but what they said, whatever you say about the disease of jealousy, one has to admit it's a fair one. Why? Because before it destroys anybody else, it will destroy you, the person who's jealous. Aapka sukoon wo barbaad kar degi. It will ruin your mindset. It will ruin your heart. It will ruin your temperament. It will ruin your character. It will ruin your life. And before your jealousy affects other people, your life is in tatters. So you've got to protect yourself from this disease. And the only way we can protect ourselves is by learning this. And a lot of people think, well, I can't go to university or the, you know, to jamias to do the Al-Medin course. You don't have to. You know, apart from Saim Bhai, Khalid Bhai and I, alhamdulillah, we picked these things up in the beautiful environment of Dawat Islami. When you come to the Thursday Istimaas, the regular beyonds are on these different topics. When you go attend the Madni Kaflas of Dawat Islami, we're taught this. You know, that we've got to avoid this. When you attend the Dars after Asr, you get these topics come up time and time again. You know, and alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, over time, you start to develop a mindset where you recognize these illnesses.
Even if you look at the first murder, that was due to hasad as well.
Allah.
Jealousy.
Jealousy, yes.
When Qabil murdered Habil, this was due to jealousy as well. The first murder.
Allah.
Allah. Allah.
You know, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that envy, this jealousy, it consumes good deeds the way fire devours dry wood.
Allah.
You know, we need to have this mindset where we are not only gathering deeds, yeah, but we need to protect them deeds as well. So earlier when we were talking about the Madri Namath, we were saying, oh, you can get 70,000 blessings because of this. You can get 70 times more reward for this and 70,000. But it's also, you know, protecting them good deeds as well. Because, you know, when you have wealth, yeah, nobody walks down the street with a handful of 20 pound notes. Yeah, he closes his hand. Yeah, and even then, he won't close it in his pocket. And even then, if it's a lot of money, he won't put it in his pocket. He'll leave it at home. He'll hide it somewhere. So, you know, we came in cars today. We locked our cars. We secured our cars. We've got the buttons. They've immobilized the cars. We locked the houses before we let them. You know, you're doing all these things to lock those things that can be stolen by man. But you're not doing anything to lock those things that can be stolen by shaitan.
Yeah, Father, that's beautiful. Nigran Shura Hazim al-Taridam al-Barakatum al-Aliyah says that, you know, Neki karbi lina, once you've done the good deed, shaitan thinks, well, okay, he's managed to do it, but now I've got to make him waste it.